Next patient is Cynthia Critchlow. Cynthia, CYNTHIA. Cynthia, C as in cat, CYNTHIA. Critchlow, CRICHLOW. CRICHLOW. Date of birth is 5/10/1937. Date of visit 4/17/25. Please make copy for Dr. Luis Marrero. That's LUIS. Marrero, MARRERO. Luis Marrero. Date. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 87-year-old female who has been experiencing shortness of breath with exertion. Also has a past history of diabetes, hypertension, and peripheral neuropathy. The patient has leg swelling. She denies significant chest pains. And she has had no nausea, vomiting. Period. The patient did have a abdominal CT. April 4th, 25, which showed no acute findings in the abdomen, and the lower lung fields were clear. Next paragraph, past history, the patient's past history, has included a history of hypertension and history of diabetes. History of peripheral neuropathy. She has had bilateral cataract surgery and total abdominal hysterectomy and appendectomy, as well as right knee replacement surgery. Next paragraph. Allergies to Procardia. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient denies smoking. Alcohol use, socially. She worked as an RN. Next paragraph. Family history. Father had diabetes and complications. Mother died of old age in the 90s. Next. Medalist included losartan 100 milligrams daily, HCT 25 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams TID. Metformin 500 milligrams daily, azithromycin 100 milligrams daily, and fenofibrate 100 milligrams daily. Lansoprazole 30 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. System review. The patient has had no weight loss, fatigue. No weight loss, but had fatigue and denies fevers. She is short of breath and she has wheezing and occasional cough. She has no urinary frequency, flank pains, or dysuria. She has no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds. Denies hay fever or asthma. She has no chest or jaw pain, but has calf muscle pains and leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. No bruising. She has joint pains, muscle stiffness. She has no serious headaches, but has numbness of the extremities. No skin rash. Next, physical exam. This is moderately obese, elderly female who is alert. No acute distress. No pallocyanosis, those mal perfluidema, no lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse. Pulse is 62, respirations 20, temps 97.5, weight is 179, saturation 97. HE and ear non-spheric, pupils reactive. Sclera with clear throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Next supplement number is no lymphadenopathy, thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions and fine crackles at the lung bases. Heart, the absence of regular asthma on S2. No murmur on S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, with mild epigastric tenderness, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1+ edema with decreased pulses. Reflexes of 1+ with no gross motor lesions. Its cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph. Impression number one. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airway disease. Number two, history of hypertension and hypertensive cardiovascular disease. Number three is diabetes mellitus type 2. Number four, peripheral neuropathy. Number five, degenerative arthritis. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a CTA of the chest to rule out pulmonary emboli. Also, get a complete pulmonary function study. And was advised to use a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2+ QID PRN. A copy of a CBC complete metabolic profile will be requested. The patient will come back for a follow-up here approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Luis Marrero, L-U-I-S, Marrero, M-A-R-R-E-R-O, M-D, Luis Marrero, M-D. Thank you, this is Dr. D'Souza.